baby, what have I done wrong? Lord, I thought I'd be happy, but my trouble's just begun. When I had money, I could see you all the time. Lord, when I had money, I could see you all the time. Now I'm down, and you won't pay me no mind.
Listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I'm Patrick Ferris, and this is Dark Knight Blues.
But I had two women. They were long and tall. They went to the Red Cross, go there. They made a water hole. I told them no. Red God, I don't want to go. I can't go down to you, but I'm going to the Red Cross. I saw two women, they were talking on the street. They was talking about that Red Cross meeting. I told them no. Red Cross, not a water. I can't go down to you, but I can go to the Red Cross. Before I dreamt I saw the earthquake down in the Red Cross store, and I told him no. Red Cross, I don't want to go. I can't go down to the hill, but I've got to go to that Red Cross store. But I had two women walking hand in hand. They said they didn't want no Red Cross man. I told him, yeah, baby, Red Cross, I got to go. down to here. I'm got to go to the Red Cross Store. Gonna eat my breakfast, right and lay back down. I'm gonna eat my breakfast and lay back down. When a man get hairy, know he needs a shave. Lord, when a man get hairy, know he needs a shave. When a woman get musty, know she needs a bathe. I said when a woman get musty, I know she needs a bathe. I've got something to tell you, mate. Hair rise on your head. I've got something to tell you, make it hair rise on your head. Got a new way loving a woman, make it spring cringe on her, babe. I've got something to tell her, Lord, make it spring cringe on her, babe. You don't believe I love you. Look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I love you, look what a fool I've been. If you don't believe I love you, right on, look what a shape I'm in. Says I love my woman better than I do myself. Says I love my woman better than I do myself. If she don't love me, won't love nobody else. Yes, ma'am.
Go down to the river, jump overboard and drown. Ain't nobody's business, everybody do. I take a notion to give me all my money. Ain't nobody's business, everybody do. I'm going away, Chris kept on your door. Won't be dead, but ain't coming back no more. If I take a notion, jump overboard and drown, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I take all my money and give it to my honey, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I take a notion, jump overboard and drown, ain't nobody's business if I do. Ain't it a shame?
Lord, and a day. You know I'm hard back home someday. I had it all, what did you say? I would have been home that very day.
We just heard Guitar Slim, also known as George Bedford, with the song Ain't It a Shame, recorded in 1937. It's George Bedford of Alabama, not to be confused with Eddie Jones of Greenwood, Mississippi, also named Guitar Slim, who was 11 years old at the time of this recording, and whose single Things That I Used to Do spent 14 weeks on R&B charts in 1954. We heard Things That I Used to Do almost exactly a year ago on this show. It's a very touching recording. Before that, we heard Joe Kid Harris West with Nobody's Business If I Do. It's from a field recording compilation of John Lomax's work. Texas Alexander with 98 Degree Blues, recorded between 1928 and 1930. Bit of a hokumish song by Texas Alexander, who is just a singer, not a guitarist, though he's backed by many fine guitarists. I think this may be the first time we've ever heard him on this show, which is sort of hard to believe. He was sent to Paris, Texas State Penitentiary in 1940 for murdering his wife, and 5 years later he was back in Houston performing with his younger cousin, Lightning Hopkins. He died of syphilis in Richland, Texas in 1954. Sonny Scott with Red Cross Blues No. 2, recorded in 1933. Not sure who did that one first, Sonny Scott or Leadbelly. That's an interesting fact. And the show began with Buddy Moss, My Baby Won't Pay Me No Mind, recorded between 1935 and 1941. Eugene Buddy Moss was one of 12 children and was born in Jewell, Georgia in 1914. He was a student of Blind Blake's, and he moved to Atlanta around 1928, where he met Barbecue Bob and Curly Weaver, who brought him into a recording studio at the age of 16, recording with them as the Georgia Cotton Pickers. After Barbecue Bob died of pneumonia in 1931, 10 days before Halloween, Buddy Moss began a partnership with Blind Willie McTell. He was convicted of murdering his wife in 1935 and spent the next 6 years in prison. After his release, based on the invalidity of his conviction, he pursued a dispirited career, faded into obscurity, and was rediscovered in the 1960s. He died in Atlanta in October of 1984. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues. I'm Patrick Ferris. The phone number here is 530-754-KDVS or 752-2777. We'll hear some folk music beginning with Doc Boggs after these words.
This Monday, January 15th, is Martin Luther King Day, and the city of Davis will be hosting an event to celebrate the life of Dr. King at noon at the Varsity Theater. Speakers will include Calvin Handy and Sandy Holman, and the presentation will be followed by a freedom march through downtown Davis, and everyone in the community is welcome. For more information, you can contact Bob Bowen at bbowen@ci.davis.us or call the city manager's office at 530-757-5691.
You can now recycle your television set or computer monitor at the Yolo County Central Landfill for free. For more information about the Electronic Waste Recycling Act, visit www.erecycle.org.
I'm gonna run the chariot soon in the morning, riding the chariot sooner in the morning.
The Bay Area's Friends of Negro Spirituals Educational Organization. The growing movement to preserve and celebrate the African American and American heritage of the Negro Spirituals. For further information, call area code 415-563-4316 or visit our website at www.dogonvillage.com/Negro, N-E-G-R-O, spirituals, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-A-L-S.
I'm gonna see my mother soon in the morning, see my father soon.
Back in the hills of Tennessee, a girl waits patiently for me. And when I asked if she would wed, these are the words my sweetheart said. There'll be a hillbilly wedding in June. We'll have a farmhouse our own pretty soon. And boy, I'll soon educate all the roosters to wait with their cock-a-doodle-doo until June. I thought we'd live with her folks, but gosh, that couldn't be, 'cause they still live with them.
their folks, they were just as smart as me. Don't be surprised if we disappear too soon from that hillbilly wedding in June. Yod, yodley,
Thank you.
Heard Andrew and Jim Baxter with The Moore Girl, recorded in 1927. Great imitation by them. And although I've always referred to Andrew and Jim Baxter as father and son, I may have been wrong. Andrew Baxter, a fiddler, did have a father named Jim, but he went by Jim Booker and apparently was, too, a fiddler. So either his father went by Baxter on recordings and also played guitar with him, or Andrew had a brother we don't know about named Jim who played the guitar. Before that, we heard Amid Ardoin and Dennis McGee with Tante Aline, recorded in 1929. Born in 1896, Amid Ardoin, the great-grandson of a slave, was the first Creole ever to be recorded. Dennis Amid and his cousin Boisec moved to Unique, L.A., excuse me, Louisiana, where they worked on a farm. The farm owner, Celestine Mercantel, liked their music so much that he used to drive them to gigs in a horse-drawn buggy. The song we just heard was recorded in New Orleans shortly later. They eventually recorded for Brunswick, Vocalion, Decca, Melotone, and Bluebird. Rumors abound of the death of Amid Ardoin, whose work in Cajun music laid the masonry for the entire genre. Some say he was beaten by a white farm owner after accepting his daughter's handkerchief to wipe the sweat from his face. Dennis McGee always maintained that he was poisoned by a rival fiddler. And according to a more prudent explanation, venereal disease took his life at the Pineville Mental Institution on November 9th, 1941. And if you ask me, this show's gone too long without some great Cajun music, so we're going to be hearing more of that, I think, in the future. Our favorite to Zurich Sisters with Hillbilly Wedding in June, and also Doc Boggs with Aunt Jane Blues, recorded between 1927 and 1929. Doc Boggs was nicknamed after the doctor who delivered him near Norton, Virginia, in 1898. He recorded for the Brunswick label in the late 1920s, after which his wife convinced him to abandon music and resume working in the mines, which he did until he was laid off and Mike Seeger discovered him in 1963 when he began a renewed musical career. It's time for your hokum tune of the evening. All music from the late 30s tonight, and this one, Merlene Johnson, the Yass Yass Girl, with He Roars Like a Lion, is no exception, from 1937. Enjoy. Men. Grant and Kid Wilson, Blue Monday on Sugar Hill, recorded in 1938 for Vocalion, the last recording made by that lovable duo, who, among many other accomplishments, helped Louis Jordan get a recording date with Decca long before he ever had a career. And before that, we heard Charlie Christian with Ad Lib Blues, recorded, I believe, in 1939, the genius of the electric guitar. Merlina Johnson, the Yes Yes Girl, had our hokum tune of the evening with He Roars Like a Lion from 1937. And that's the hokum set. I think we should hear some folk music next. I always know we like to hear what modern musicians have been doing with the music we love here on Dark Knight Blues. But first, we'll hear a stunning recording from Joanna Newsom's concert at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco last month. Then we'll check in with some new archival recordings from our dear friend Mark Johnson of the Pacific Gap Folklore Center. Mark Johnson is a living folk legend whom I interviewed on this show in May of last year. 2 years ago, he began recording musicians as they passed through his music shop on Pacific and Mason in San Francisco. Although his store's gone, he's now completed 5 volumes of his recordings, so we have that to look forward to. First, the amazing Joanna Newsom. You're listening to Dark Knight Blues on KDVS. I'm Patrick Ferris. Phone number is 530-754-KDVS or 752-2777.
See if this thing's working. Today is April the 1st, 2006. Pacific Gap Folklore Center. This is the last day of the Pacific Gap Folklore Center. I've been here a year. It's been great. Recorded some wonderful music. We're going to get a little Gujang and other things today. Whoever comes in can record right on this tape. Thank you.
I was sitting just picking this up.
That was Art with a banjo medley. Before that, the great Jake Faulkner with Sweet Georgia Brown. Also, Mark Johnson himself with a man named Michael doing Mark Johnson's composition Butterfly Love. We also heard George Long with the train solo. Had a request last week for some train engine harmonica, which I only half provided, so there's some more for you. Zhaoying Lin with The Colorful Cloud Chases the Moon. That was Mark's shop was located near Chinatown, which is the largest outside of Asia, so he received many Chinese guests with very authentic music to offer, as you could hear there. And the Joanna Newsom song I've identified as, I think it's Cow the Yows, recorded December 20th, 2006. It's a poem originally collected in Scotland by Robert Burns in the 18th century. And that's almost the end here, Dark Night Blues. I'm Patrick Ferris. Phone number here is 530-754-KDVS. If you're interested in hearing the rest of Mark Johnson's recordings, and there are many, as I said, there are five discs, please just send me an email. We'll arrange something. My email address, who knows my email address at this station? I think it's patrickferris@kdvs.org. If that doesn't work, why don't you try me at patrick@brokenbricks.com. And let me know what you think of those Mark Johnson archival recordings from the Pacific Gap Folklore Center, former Pacific Gap Folklore Center, I should say. And thanks to Mark Johnson for providing us with such interesting and diverse recordings. I'm going to leave you with one song here on Dark Night Blues, and that is Bag of Miracles by the Eagles of Death Metal. Yeah. This is the song Death by Sexy. Thank you for listening. Excuse me. The song Bag of Miracles record, Death by Sexy. Thank you for listening. Have a good night. See you next week.
Trouble, Lord, because I changed one woman's name. Oh yes, I feel so sad and lonesome. Words dress me all up in shame. And just like the good Lord walked the water so long ago on the Sea of Galilee. Got me a big old bag of miracles. Come on, lift that one right off of me.
Yeah.